Yeah, hi there, Ghana. This is Michael. Wow, you got some pretty good writing skills here. So let's take a look at each paragraph. I'll make a few recommendations. I'll give you a score at the end here. In the first paragraph, you say everyone has experience going to college and stayed with roommates. Don't forget your period there. I had a wonderful experience with staying with, I would put a fantastic roommate who persuaded me with his qualities to learn good things in life. Indeed, more or less, the roommate's qualities will impact, I don't know, your life, my life, but you need to connect this back to what you just said. You say, indeed, this roommate's qualities impacted my day-to-day life activities, and I would like that my roommate would have three important qualities. Instead of putting a period, put dot dot, just put obedience, honesty, and hygiene. Maybe, is that a noun? I guess it is. Okay, so pretty good. So you got a good introduction. You kind of set up what's going to happen. Be careful about your point of view. That's one thing that you can probably work on. It looks like you're using the I point of view and you're shifting sometimes in the essay to the you point of view. You probably don't want to do that. Stick with the I point of view. Second paragraph, it's very important to find somebody to match your mindsets. Roommates will be living with you for a period, not like hanging around you for days. So I would like my roommate to be obedient. I don't know, it's taking you too long to get to your topic statement there. You should put that topic statement very quickly in the beginning. Something like, first of all, a good roommate needs to be obedient. Then you have your example. I don't like to cook every day at home and expect roommate to take responsibility of the work. I'd like to see how he is doing with his commitment. When I studied in the college, I had a roommate who did a fantastic job not only cooking the food, but also sharing, I would say, not only cooking, but also sharing the recipes. But this is killing you here. Your point here is obedience. But what you have said in your examples, they don't really illustrate that idea. So I don't think that your examples really support this idea of being obedient. I think you have the wrong word here. You're looking for another vocabulary word, but you weren't sure how to say it. I'm not sure what you're looking for here, but I don't think that the developmental or the examples you're using don't really support this idea of being obedient. All right, let's go to the next one. How many of us, I would say, how many of us have had issues with our personal items being stolen because of our roommate? I just made a whole bunch of grammar corrections. You might want to make sure you're reading this with me. I like that, though. I like how you start with a question. Now, typically, questions do not work well as topic statements, but they're certainly good hooks to get us interested in what you're saying. So you say honesty. I'd probably use a word like honesty, therefore, is the second most wanted quality, I would say, for a roommate, not from. I would like my roommate to share rent for the room on the first week of every month. I sure don't want to get cheated by somebody when they, I would say, he or she enjoys a free ride on my expense. I would say on my expense, not in my own expenses. For example, my friend has cheated, I would say has been cheated by two of his roommates who have not paid their rent for the last 2 months. It is an awful situation. And he has ended up paying for the whole expense. Okay, a lot of grammar problems in here, so I've made a few corrections. You can kind of listen to how I read it, and then you can look at what you have read and pay attention to that. Okay, the next paragraph. Keeping the room very clean is a must, and I don't like. I'm going to say, and I don't like. You can't say, and don't like, because remember that your previous subject is a gerund keeping the room. So you can't omit I here because you haven't mentioned it before. So keeping the room very clean is a must, and I don't like my room being full of clothes and scattered stuff. I would like to have my home as a temple rather than a club. So maintaining the books. You say improper place. I would revise your sentence to say, so maintaining the books, clothes, and cleaning utensils in a proper place are very important. So you're having some problems with your word order there. Overall, if a person is not, or how about this? If a person does not practice good hygiene, then he or she is equal to a dead man. That's not really a natural type thing. We're not going to say that in English. That's kind of funny how you said that. It's probably an expression that you say in your own language, but we don't say in English. You say, I congenially suggest, I'm not sure what you're saying here. I congenially suggest that my roommate take extra care when he or she does work at home. Thinking about getting disease or allergies because of my roommate is not good hygiene at home. It is impossible to continue to live with a roommate who has not put things in order and is not able to maintain his stuff in order. So I would recommend choosing one of your friends as a roommate, since you will not know the qualities, since you will know the qualities before he or she becomes a roommate. Be careful about your pronoun agreements, right? You're talking about choosing a friend, which is singular, but then you're changing into they, which is plural there. Having obedience, honesty, and good hygiene will bring good faith to anyone, and it's a must trait to follow, or the most important trait to follow. All right. The bad news is you do have a lot of grammar and some translation problems which are interfering in your ability, I think, to be understood clearly. The good news is you definitely understand how to organize writing, and you do give good examples to help support your ideas for the most part, except paragraph 2 didn't work so well. So what would your paper score right now? I'm thinking you're probably looking at about 3.0 out of 5 on the TOEFL IBT independent writing task. So you're probably looking at maybe 17 or 18 points out of 30. So a couple of suggestions here. I think you need to spend more time with my vocabulary step and also with my grammar step. You're not using a lot of words which are natural. And I think by studying my vocabulary lessons, particularly vocabulary lesson 3 and 4, it will help you with more natural sounding type words that you can use. So I would recommend spend more time in my vocabulary lessons and also go to my grammar lessons. And particularly, you need to spend a lot of time on that very last lesson. It says grammar, writing, and research exercises. Click on that. And Ghana, you probably want to spend about 30 minutes a day over the next month or so focusing specifically on that website, working on those practice exercises. So it's a combination, I think, between doing some of the vocabulary and the grammar lessons, which are going to help you. Now, another suggestion. Under the writing lessons, I have TOEFL independent writing lesson 3, 45 sample essays. It might not be a bad idea for you to take some of those sample essays and practice copying them down word for word so you can get used to the grammar, the vocabulary, the language, and so on. So those are maybe my three suggestions: vocabulary, grammar, and the writing lesson number 3, the 45 sample essays. Start copying down some of those essays. Write them by hand so you can feel the language working in your hand and through your mind, and maybe you can do a little bit better in those areas. All righty? Bye-bye.